It's been an extremely trying 9 months for restaurants in New York due to the pandemic, and with the state's vaccination process likely to take months, the immediate future is not much brighter for this service industry. To address the status of the industry and government actions that might help restaurants and their staff live to fight another day, we spoke recently with Melissa Fleischut, president and CEO of the New York State's Restaurant Association, and Dominic Pernomo, owner and wine director of two Capital Region restaurants. So Dominic, I want to start with you. What's sort of the state of your restaurants, Yono's and DP and American Brasserie right now? Are you still open? And if so, at what sort of capacity?
We are open. Back on March 16th, we obviously closed and chose not to do the takeout route. I think foolishly and probably with a lot of naivete because we, you know, maybe thought this was going to last 6 or 8 weeks and we had some other things going on. So on June 16th, when indoor dining was allowed to reopen, we opened up for indoor and outdoor dining at that time. For us, just to do outdoor dining by itself didn't make a lot of sense. So once we could do indoor, we kind of opened them both up at the same time, which we've been doing, you know, at 50% since then, I guess almost 6 months now. We have, you know, we've been doing takeout since then as well. So trying to generate revenue any places that we can be with, obviously people concerned about the pandemic and indoor dining or outdoor dining and, you know, a lot of people wanting to do takeout. So, you know, over the last 6 or 8 months, since we reopened, we've, you know, trying to pivot and do all the things we can. We've done some, you know, some outside catering, whether, you know, small miniature wedding, you know, 30, 40 person weddings, things like that. We still haven't finished our books for the end of the year, but we'll probably wind up doing about 35% of the revenue, that we did last year. The great thing was New Year's Eve. We did a pickup package, that people could pick up for dinner for two with a bottle of champagne. So that certainly helped, to offset things. But, you know, we did about 110 guests, total for dinner when normally we would be doing about 300. So, obviously you know, affects revenue and affects the amount of people that we're able to employ and that we're able to have work. So, you know, it's certainly, you know, as I've been saying, you know, the state of the restaurant industry right now is hanging on by a thread, and that thread is fraying heavily. And this is not just me. This is not just downtown Albany. It's not just New York State. This is, you know, this is restaurants all across the country.
Yeah, Melissa, can you give us sort of that statewide perspective? I mean, any idea how many restaurants have closed since the pandemic hit and how many more are in jeopardy of not making it through the end of the pandemic?
Yeah, so the numbers that we've seen so far have come primarily from the National Restaurant Association, and their estimates are that we've currently lost one out of every six restaurants. Here in New York, we started the year with probably about 51,000 eating and drinking establishments across the state of New York. So if we've lost one in six, we've probably lost over 8,000 so far, which is, you know, a staggering number if you think about it. It's just incredible. And then the employees, the last numbers I saw from the State Department of Labor were still down. In November, we were down about 30% of our employment, almost a third. But we've seen more areas fall into the micro clusters. So indoor dining was shut down. And then, of course, all of New York City shut down in December. So my guess is the unemployment numbers are even higher. And our industry employed 660,000 employees before the pandemic, so a third of employment would still be more than 200,000 employees on unemployment.
Earlier this month, the state announced the launch of a $3 million restaurant recovery fund, offering grants up to $5,000. Dominic, in the terms of your business, what does $5,000 potentially mean? Is this, you know, meaningful relief, or is this something that's a stopgap measure of maybe days or weeks?
It's all of these grants that we've been we've had the opportunity to apply for, and I'd say that we've, you know, many of them are probably $3,000 to $5,000. There's some that have been $10,000, of course. You know, PPP is much more significant. You know, these are Band-Aids on bullet holes. They certainly help slow the bleeding, but we're still bleeding heavily and we're almost out of blood. And that's kind of what it got to. $5,000 can certainly help. That probably, maybe, you know, especially during these pandemic times, it probably covers half my payroll for a week. So it certainly helps, you know, and I don't mean to diminish that at all. You know, what, but one of the big things that we're all looking for, you know, is the Restaurants Act that's already been passed in the House and waiting, you know, unfortunately, the Senate Majority Leader, you know, for the next 13 days or so, refuses to let it go to a vote on the floor. You know, there, it seems that we do have a little bit of a feeling as of, you know, as of 2 days ago, you know, the cavalry is on the way because Senator Schumer, you know, the incoming Senate Majority Leader, is a co-sponsor on the bill. So we're hoping that that's going to bring sweeping relief to the industry. You know, but again, you know, not to diminish, you know, these smaller grants, $5,000 is $5,000. That's a lot of money to a lot of people. So it certainly helps. Albany County is doing a grant program right now. Capitalize Albany has done one. You know, so they certainly add up. You know, and they certainly, you know, as I look at the pile of bills here in my office, you know, $5,000 helps cover, you know, a bunch of them. So, you know, it's certainly not nothing, but, you know, it's those bigger, you know, it's that bigger picture that we're certainly all holding out hope for at the moment.
Yeah, Melissa, can you explain what that federal relief package aimed at restaurants could mean for the industry in New York?
Yeah, so what the industry is asking for is a dedicated relief fund for the restaurant industry. The current price tag on the Restaurants Act is $120 billion. It would be a relief program administered as a grant through the Treasury Department. So, again, you know, grants for our industry at this point are better than loans, you know, just because the uncertainty going forward and nobody wants to have to pay these back. So it's basically what we're looking for from Congress as they move into a new session with a new leadership and new president to try and get us into a recovery phase. The PPP money that we're getting now through the latest COVID package is really just a bridge, and we're hoping it's enough to sustain restaurants get through the next couple of weeks. But as we move forward, we're going to need a lot more in order to come back from this.
Yeah, speaking of that recent stimulus package, what is your expectation for the number of businesses that might be able to take advantage of that PPP money? I mean, do you anticipate that restaurants that benefited the first round can still utilize this, or is this going to be reserved for restaurants that didn't get a bite at the apple in the first go round?
It's our understanding that it's both. If you haven't taken advantage of the program before but would like to, you know, you have to obviously meet the eligibility criteria, but there shouldn't be anything preventing you from applying as long as you meet the criteria. And then if you applied previously and have spent your money and are working on your forgiveness now, you can apply for a second round. And one of the things that we're pleased about is that the restaurant industry, they did actually recognize the stress of the industry, and Congress did allow for restaurants to take 3.5 times monthly payroll as your draw for PPP, whereas other sectors are limited to 2.5 times monthly payroll.
Dominic, will you be utilizing this second round of funding?
Yeah. We're, you know, again, we will continue to apply for anything that we qualify for, and as Melissa said, you know, this continues to be, you know, another bridge, which is great. You know, the first round of PPP was supposed to cover 2 months of payroll. There are 8 weeks of payroll. We are now in week 43. You know, so the fact that it took, you know, another 35 weeks to get another round of relief, frankly, is just, you know, embarrassing, you know, for this country, you know, as far as the leadership goes, that it took that long. And, you know, here we go, just another bridge of, okay, now 3.5 months. Great. That's great. We'll take, you know, we'll take the 12 weeks, you know, of payroll that certainly helps, you know, but just the fact that, you know, the way that, you know, the thing stalled for so long, really is just a black mark on our political system right now. But, you know, we'll be happy to apply for it. It's a lengthy process. It's frustrating. It's, you know, I can remember, you know, thinking back to the days in, you know, March and April when all the restaurants were applying for it, and people had so many questions, and, you know, there's a lot of, you know, the information that came out, you know, from one you know, from one sector contradicted what you heard from the bank and so forth, and that, you know, kind of went back and forth. So, you know, it was definitely a frustrating process, you know, for all of us, I think, trying to apply for them while also at the same time is trying to, you know, operate our businesses in the constant pivoting that was required. And as we continue to do, you know, since the 16th of March.
Because of safety concerns about indoor dining, the pandemic has been a boon to third-party delivery apps like DoorDash and Uber Eats. Restaurants have argued that the fees for doing business with them are too high in most cases, especially at a time when their in-person dining revenues are down so dramatically. In response, state lawmakers have introduced bills regulating the fees, and counties have crafted emergency caps. But Melissa, I guess what I don't understand is why or how restaurants end up in these disadvantageous business arrangements. Can you explain how this happens?
Yeah, I mean, I think from a large standpoint, you know, we saw this mostly in New York City as a starting point. But the issues there is that it was such a widespread process. These companies are, you know, they consider themselves platforms to provide restaurants a website, consumer-facing site where they can order from, and they really have so much of the market share for consumers and for the consumer traffic to drive to your website that you kind of have to work with them and be in partnership with them, and then you're dealing with a standard contract that can't be negotiated. So, I mean, for a restaurant who wants to be in the space and wants to be offering takeout and delivery, it's really hard to be seen if you're just doing it on your website, unless the customer knows to go to your website and find you directly. So that's what the third party, you know, delivery companies really are providing, is access to this vast consumer market.
So does that mean that these third party apps essentially have a monopoly? I mean, is the bigger issue, instead of regulating the fees, should we be breaking these companies up?
That's an interesting question. You know, they've been numerous in the space, but they are starting to merge. And there are, you know, they are becoming bigger and bigger and fewer. So, you know, I know there's a few local companies that have popped up in various areas of the state. I've heard about one out in the Buffalo area. I know we have one here in the Albany area. So, you know, I mean, there is some limited market competition, but it's primarily the big ones, and you know, that are offered nationwide.
Dominic, how do you approach delivery at your restaurants?
You know, we worked with one of them actually for a brief period of time before the pandemic started. There's a lot of unsavory business practices, and it's not just the taking 30 cents of a dollar of everything that comes through their app. You know, they have things where, you know, on websites, they'll change the phone number to a number that basically is a patch through on their end. And then if you get a to-go order, they will try to bill you for that because they're saying, well, you know, it went through our platform. You know, they purchase advertising. So if I type in, for example, like if you want to take out from my place and you typed in DP Brasserie Takeout, the first thing that would pop up would be, let's say, you know, it'll look like it's going to my website, but it's really going to their page so that they're taking the 30%. Maybe you're honestly like, hey, listen, I'll go pick it up or I'll go. But, you know, so they'll do these unsavory business practices so that they can continue to extort small businesses for as much money as they can.
So do you not do delivery at this point then?
We use a very small company that it charges a flat rate. It's $1.50 that comes out of our end. People usually do pick up, but if they do opt for a takeout, they use a third party, I guess technically a fourth party delivery system at that point. And then those costs are 100% for paid by, you know, paid for by the person purchasing the product.
Melissa, can you sort of outline some of the state legislation that's floating around there that you'd like to see enacted with regards to these third-party delivery services?
Well, really what we've seen during the pandemic has been, you know, action on the local level. And we've found so far that it seems to be what, you know, has worked best for our members during this shutdown. So New York City has a program that's been now copied in Westchester County through the Westchester County Legislature and through County Executive McCoy here in Albany County. And we think that structure is the one that has really helped our members the most. And that is basically two caps. So there's a cap on the fee that they charge for delivery at 15%. And then there's an additional cap of 5% on additional fees for marketing, listing, anything else that they, you know, normally consider for their operations for marketing and listing on their platform. So 15 and 5 seem to have worked well for our folks in New York City, Westchester, and Albany so far. And, you know, we're supportive of that method of dealing with this at this time.
Why do you like that patchwork county method as opposed to, say, a legislative approach in Albany that would just do a blanket statewide measure?
Well, originally we were only asking for this to, you know, be during the pandemic. This was something the New York City Council came up with, mm-hmm. and, you know, we weren't asking for a long-term solution, just a solution during the pandemic. So theirs is for the length of the emergency orders plus 90 days. I mean, I guess we could talk to the legislature about something like that, but we haven't been pushing the legislation. We're just trying to say, look, if you're going to do this, be the one that actually helps restaurants and caps both fees, because there's companies out there that Dominic just said don't actually do the delivery. So a 15% cap on just delivery fees doesn't really cap the fees for some of these companies at all.
Moving forward, we're going to have the vaccination of essential workers in New York. Right now, it's just healthcare workers. That definition of essential workers, though, you know, includes restaurant employees in a lot of cases. Where do they fall in that lineup of that queue we've got now of people waiting for vaccinations?
Currently, we're listed in Tier 1C. From what I know, the state is in 1A right now. Mm-hmm. And then food service workers, according to the CDC recommendations, which I believe Governor Cuomo and the state have said they are following, is going to be in 1C. So no guaranteed timetable for that. But I believe yesterday he said that it looks like general public might be March, April. So hopefully a tier like 1C would be maybe early February.
Well, we've been speaking with Melissa Fleischut, president and CEO of the New York State Restaurant Association, and Dominic Pernomo, owner and wine director of the Capital Region's Yono's and DP and American Brasserie. Thank you both so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.
Join us again for Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.